This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Money management is always important, but it becomes more crucial after retirement. Dr. Anita Sharma, in today's Life Transition, spoke with Jordan Smith, a financial planner for senior citizens, on financial pre-planning and crisis planning.
Hi, Jordan. You are a financial planner for senior citizens. So what exactly financial planning involves?
Within our division that handles the long-term care planning in our wealth management firm, we work with a lot of senior citizens and usually their spouses or their children in developing a plan for them. It may be a pre-plan where we're pre-planning for long-term care events down the road. Could be nursing home, assisted living, home health care, or either they've come to our table and they have a situation come up where a spouse or a relative has gone into a long-term nursing home facility and they have no plans to return home. And now they're being told they have to spend down their assets in order to qualify for Medicaid benefits. And one thing we do within that crisis planning arena there, when someone has not pre-planned for a long-term care event, we just go in simply and develop strategies to help them avoid the spend down. That way they're not having to pay out of pocket the $5,000 to $6,000 a month that the nursing home stay cost. You know, they worked hard for that money their entire life, and we just hate to see it go down the drain in just a few short years of life. You know, we've seen it disappear in a year, 2 years, and we know they worked hard for that.
So you are doing pre-planning as well as crisis planning?
Correct. We are doing pre-planning where we may use a form of long-term care insurance. We may use some gifting strategies. A trust may or may not be involved in those strategies, but yes, pre-planning for the long-term care event in the hopes that it doesn't happen, but if it does, at least we've developed a proper plan for it and we don't lose all this money we've worked hard for our entire lives if we have to go into a long-term nursing home facility.
What about issues relating to people with dementia and Alzheimer's? So you work with the family, is it right?
Yes, we do. You know, the average stay for a person in a nursing home facility is 2 to 3 years. But with a Alzheimer's or dementia patient, it can be 7 to 8 years. So if they're in that facility, obviously they're going to be in there for a long time. And with the room rate being $5,000 to $6,000 a month in that nursing home facility, funds are going to deplete fairly quickly unless someone has pre-planned or they come to someone like us to do a proper crisis plan for them to get them on Medicaid benefits, which would then help pay for the room rate.
One of the sad things about getting old is that very often senior citizens fall prey to schemesters, scammers, who want to take advantage of them, their money.
Correct. And we have had some experience with that, and I've even have contacts down south in the Baton Rouge and New Orleans area who have experienced the same thing. For example, we've had people buy trusts for pre-planning purposes from attorneys, and they should not have bought them at a very high price. And we're not saying trusts are bad. They fit where they fit. But like I said, that all just goes back to knowing the right questions to ask. And if you don't feel like you know the right questions to ask, always getting that second opinion.
My guest for today was Mr. Jordan Smith from Fletcher Financial Group.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net. Life Transitions is produced with the Department of Gerontology at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.